Daily Rest, Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. In our continuing study of Ecclesiastes, we look to chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Then I looked again at futility under the sun. There was a man without a dependent, having neither a son nor a brother, yet there was no end to all his labor. Indeed, his eyes were not satisfied with riches, and he never asked, "For whom do I labor and deprive myself of pleasure?" This too is futility, and it is an unhappy task. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls, and there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm, but how can one be warm alone? And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. Working together. God did not create man to be a loner. In Eden, God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone." Genesis 2, verse 18. Man was, and if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. Working together. God did not create man to be a loner. In Eden, God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone." Genesis 2, verse 18. Man was made to share the labor and its fruits. No one has all the gifts, nor should he hoard all the fruits. We all benefit from the gifts God has given to others. The world functions only when we work together and share. The church functions only when we work together and share. It is an empty and grievous task to go it alone. Two is better than one. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. The only one who had to work completely on his own was Christ. No one assisted him as he paid the price for our sins. Even his Father forsook him. Now that the price is paid and our sins are forgiven, we work together with Christ and